January 6th, Rob Lohman.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
One day, Rob came face-to-face with an enemy and took it down. From there, he launched Lifted from the Rut, a resource for people who were looking for help with recovery. He also launched the podcast Beyond the Bars Radio, where he hosts discussions about addiction, incarceration, and recovery.
Don't gamble with your life. Deal with destructive habits before they deal you out. Rob Lohman made a killing, the most money he had ever made in one night. He had started his gambling spree with just $200 and ended with $12,000. As he put the money into a Vegas hotel safe, he told his buddy, "Don't let me get this out." But 2 days later, Rob rented limos to drive him and his buddies to the casinos, and he lost every penny. That night, he stumbled back to his hotel room broke, drunk, and miserable. He stared out his 15th floor window and imagined the glass shattering. Rob grabbed a chair in his room and he was getting ready to throw it through the window. Then he would jump. Rob launched the chair as hard as he could, but it bounced off the glass, rebounded, and bashed him in the head and knocked him out. After that night, Rob decided to get help with his drinking. He stayed sober for 18 years, but Rob never dealt with his gambling addiction. Rob got married and had children. Now his family suffered. Because when Rob wasn't gambling and racking up credit card debt to pay for it, he took other financial risks too. It got so bad that Rob had to file for bankruptcy. And it made him believe that, as a husband and a father, he had failed. One night, Rob watched a movie about a man who couldn't live up. Afterward, Rob couldn't sleep. Self-hatred raged. It kept escalating. Then he snapped. Frustrated with the clutter from a remodeling job, Rob threw cardboard boxes onto his patio and set them on fire. He had lost his mind. The flames soon burst out of control and the gas tank exploded. Rob and his family had to escape out of the front of the house. At first, Rob didn't tell anyone he had started the fire. But as he prayed, he realized he would have to lie for the rest of his life or come clean. He decided to turn the consequences over to God and confess. Convicted of arson, Rob spent 18 months in a low-security prison. While he was there, he learned to let God be his foundation. He started to believe he wasn't a failure. He was a loved, forgiven, and valuable son of God. Eventually, Rob was released and reunited with his wife. But healing their marriage wasn't easy. When they fought, Rob hit the casinos to numb the pain. He spent hundreds of dollars on scratch-offs. If he stopped for coffee at a convenience store, he had to play the lotto. Sometimes huge stacks of them. If he was home, he obsessed about buying scratch-offs. One night, Rob snapped off at his kids and said he had to return a video to Redbox. But really, he was just going to gamble. Rob never fully understood his addictive lifestyle until he started work in the addiction recovery field. There, he heard about process addiction, addiction related to repeated behavior, not substance abuse. The rush of gambling, whether he won or lost, released dopamine in his brain and made him feel better for a while. But his mind was never quiet. His obsession with gambling exhausted him, hurt his family, and damaged every part of his life. Then, Rob learned again about his identity as a child of God. 1 John 3:1-2 says, "Look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. He has called us and made us his very own beloved children. The reason the world doesn't recognize who we are is that they didn't recognize him. Beloved, we are God's children right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become, but we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him, for we will see him as he truly is." When Rob Lohman hung on to his identity as God's beloved son, he was able to ask God for help and work to conquer his addiction. He attended Celebrate Recovery, marriage counseling, and Financial Peace University. He even set up accountability partners. To avoid the temptation of buying scratch-off tickets, Rob decided to start buying his coffee at Dunkin' Donuts instead of the gas station. Now, Rob's new, quiet mind no longer obsesses about gambling. He has gone from hating himself every time he looks in the mirror to loving the God-given potential within. Now, Rob coaches others to get out of damaging behavior patterns, and in his words, to regain the hope that they too were created for a greater purpose. Psalm 40, verse 2 says, God lifted me out of the slimy pit. Out of the mud and the mire, he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Is there a destructive habit you need to deal with? Don't gamble with your life. Deal with destructive habits before they deal you out.
Hey, 365 Christian Man, my name is Mike Mott. Today is January 6th, and I'm joining you from Jerusalem here in Israel, where I'm serving together with my wife and our two children at King of Kings Ministries. I love today's story and this idea that even when we think it's over, it can't get any better. We've messed it up so badly. We're so messed up that we can't be healed or fixed. This is when God loves to step in and prove to us that he's the one that heals. He's the one that restores. He's the one that can do the things that we can't do. This is what we see in Rob Lohman's story today. He didn't somehow come up with supernatural self-control and overcome these addictive habits and behaviors and wrong thinking. It was when he began to embrace, though, this idea that God was his father, and as his father, God loved him, loved Rob Lohman, and would heal him and help him and restore him. This was the turning point. And it gave him the abilities then, as God, he recognized God as his father, gave him these abilities to move beyond those things that had always ensnared him and entrapped him and kept him prisoner. So let me ask you today, guys, what are those things that have you trapped, ensnared, those areas where you've never been able to overcome? Can I challenge you today to put your hope in Jesus, in God, and acknowledge that he loves you? He's your father. He's the one that can heal you and restore you and fix all of the things that you've broken. He can fix you. We can't fix ourselves. This is our challenge today, guys. And we see this in Rob Lohman's story. God's the one that wants to heal. John tells us in 1 John chapter 3 that everyone who has this hope in him, in Jesus, purifies himself, purifies me. As I have this hope in Jesus that he will heal, help, restore. He loves me. I'm his chosen child. As I have that hope, then I'm restored. I'm purified, just as he, Jesus, is pure. Can I challenge you with that idea today, that you would begin to put your hope in Jesus, in God, that he would heal, restore, fix, repair you and all of the things you've messed up in your life and set you free.